live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Local Saffron Walden-based vineyard Saffron Grange has partnered with Cambridge punting company Rutherford's to provide wines on the River Cam this summer. Now, I'm really pleased that Nick Edwards from Saffron Grange joins me via Zoom today to tell us all about it. Hello, Nick. Great to talk to you.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Yes, very good. Thank you. Enjoying the sunshine.
That's yeah, sure, me right? too. Me too. Absolutely. Now, before we talk about this interesting collaboration, could you tell us a bit about the background of Saffron Grange? When did it start?
Yeah, absolutely. So so we are a vineyard that produces English sparkling wines. The vineyard was first planted back in 2008, 2009. So the vineyard itself has been going now for almost 12 years or more. And what we grow the champagne varietals. So we grow Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, as well as Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Gris. So five different grape varieties. But we very much wanted to plant and create Saffron Grange to be, I guess, locally a quality sparkling wine producer in this area. So Saffron Grange is based just outside of the beautiful market town of Saffron Walden, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with, which is just sits on the borders of Cambridgeshire and Essex. And it's a fantastic location to grow and produce sparkling wines because of the chalk seam that runs and pops up to the surface in Saffron Walden. And what we have at Saffron Grange, combined with the location, we have fantastic climates to produce sparkling wine as well. So actually this part of the country in East Anglia, we get less rainfall than anywhere else in the country. So that combined with the chalk and this location of south-facing slopes that we're on here is, we believe, a great place to grow and produce sparkling wines. So we're now on to our third vintage release of sparkling wines, and we're really excited about the prospect of what the future holds for Saffron Grange sparkling wine.
Yes, sounds amazing. It sounds very forward thinking of the family, because it is a family business, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yes.
Look for somewhere, you know, that in 12 years time would this area was going to be even dry. I mean, for various reasons, you know, climate change isn't great, but it's quite handy for wine.
Yeah, it certainly has helped us, the changing climate. Certainly, even 10 years ago, we've noticed that Chardonnay, for example, it was a grape that struggled to ripe sort of year on year. And now we're seeing that it does ripen sort of very well every year. And I think Essex, as a region, actually, for wine is a really exciting one. So obviously, we're famously on chalk here. You go further down to the Crouch Valley, and they're making some really stunning still wines as well down there. So no, it's an exciting time to be part of the English wine industry.
I was going to say, it really has come on leaps and bounds, hasn't it, the English wine industry? It was something that wasn't considered, you know, 10, 20 years ago. But now, you know, it was very much in its infancy then. But now you definitely would reach for one of those as a preference.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's creating its own identity, which is really important. Obviously, there are a lot of comparisons with other sparkling wine regions such as Champagne. But I think English sparkling wine is getting its own unique sort of character, and I think that's really important, and certainly locally there's been a lot of support for that as people look to I guess shop more locally, and certainly we're able to produce some really excellent quality wines year on year, and interestingly the latest vintage releases that we are at the moment, so 2018 and 2019, both really fantastic sort of growing years for England. So as I said, it's certainly an exciting time to be part of the English wine industry.
Brilliant. So tell me a little bit more about this collaboration with the punting company Rutherford's.
Yes. So as one of Cambridge's sort of most local vineyards, we were always looking to expand sort of the offerings that we have beyond being available in a number of restaurants in Cambridge. So having worked with Rutherford's and being available by the bottle on their punts at the moment, we thought we'd take it to the next step and actually offer a sparkling wine tasting and punting experience.
Wow, so that sounds brilliant.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds,
yeah.
Sounds very exciting. So we'll be offering basically tutored tasting and talk through about Saffron Grange on one of their punts. And there'll be... we'll be launching, hopefully the first punting event will be the end of May, and there'll be the last Friday of the month throughout the sort of this summer season. And yeah, we hope it's going to be a fantastic occasion, people to come along and learn a bit more about Saffron Grange and take in the beautiful sights of Cambridge.
So just let me rewind that a minute. So yes. Will you be doing the tasting while punting along, or does one come before the other?
We'll be doing a bit of both. So we'll be tasting and punting. But thankfully,
wow, that sounds brilliant.
It does. It sounds logistically quite challenging, doesn't it? But yeah. I think we'll be pouring and tasting and punting along the river and coming together at certain points to discuss. And then, because clearly it's not just going to be about Saffron Grange, it's going to be a combination of learning about Saffron Grange, tasting some wine, enjoying yourself, but also taking in the sights as well.
So it's like a chauffeured punt as well. So someone will be telling you all about the sights.
Absolutely. So it'll be a combination of a chauffeured punt and a tasting, I would call it masterclass, but a tasting sort of summary of the wines. But no, it should be a fantastic occasion. So we're looking forward to doing this, and hopefully this will become a permanent event in our calendar.
Right. So you said it's the last Friday of every month.
Yes, absolutely. Last Friday of every month.
And obviously you book for that. How do people go about booking?
We have to book online at both Rutherford's website and at Saffron Grange, saffrongrange.com. So you'll be able to book it at rutherfords.com, and you'll be able to find the link as well on our website as well when it goes live.
That's
great. And if you follow our social media channels, both Saffron Grange's and Rutherford's, then you'll be able to find all of the information with how to book.
And also, I believe you do, for those that don't want to drink their wines on the water, I believe you do kind of more conventional vineyard tours.
We do, absolutely. So our tour and tasting season's just started, actually. So we run our tours and tastings at the vineyard, which is just outside of Saffron Walden, on Thursdays and Saturdays. And they'll run from now onwards until harvest time for us, which is October usually. So again, people can come visit our website, saffrongrange.com, and go and find a tour and tasting date that works for them. And they're also able to enjoy a cheese or charcuterie board to have after the tour. A tour involves a walk around the vineyard with one of the vineyard team, learning about how we grow the grapes and certainly some of the challenges that we face in growing grapes in what is a relatively cool climate, and then a tasting three of our latest sparkling wines. So we like to make it's informal but educational, and we make sure people have a good time, whatever the weather, because clearly we can't guarantee nice sunny days, although they do help, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great, Nick. Honestly, I don't know which one to do first, really.
I know, they both sound good.
I am going to be looking up for those dates in my diary, definitely.
Absolutely. And with the tours, we're actually going to be launching, we've launched the first batch of tickets already, and they've proved very popular. So with this Friday, we'll be launching the second batch of tickets as well. So if you would like to come along, we encourage you to book nice and early so you won't be disappointed, because they do tend to sell out quite quickly, which is great.
That's definitely worth knowing. Well, thank you very much for that, and all the best for the tours and the collaboration with Rutherford's on the punting. And I'm sure I'll see you very soon.
Thanks so much, Alex. Good to speak to you. Cambridge 105 Radio.